sort of historical. There was a man who lived, the first house below the river, if you go down the Atlanta Highway, the main highway in Roswell, crosses the bridge, and the first house on the left was owned by a man named Isaac, and now it's called Drive, the street is, that dead ends into the Highway 9, the Atlanta Street. His name was Isaac. My father-in-law's parents had rooms in that house. Mr. The reason you might be interested in Mr. is that he was the engineer on the train that came from Shemley to Roswell. I used to could point out the tracks, but now 400 about abolished them all. They had a train from Shemley to Roswell, and Mr. was Isaac was the engineer of the train, and he had to drive the train backward from Roswell to Shemley. He drove it forward from Shemley to Roswell. Then he had to drive it backward from Roswell to Shemley because it didn't have a turnaround and no bridge over the Chattahoochee River. I thought that was interesting, whether it's related to what you're doing or not, I don't know, but I thought that was
a great story.
And James was named for Isaac because they were living in the house where Isaac was. So James was named for the man in whose house he was born. And that's where he got his name. So my father-in-law was named James. And he was quite a figure himself. He liked to boast about things. And Jake, who owned Trailway, whoop, I better not say that if it turned out to be the other one. I believe it was Trailway, it wasn't Greyhound. Had a farm near Roswell, close to Crabapple. He built three big silos, and now they people use it as earmarks, you know, they say, just beyond the silos, or just before the silos, three big silos. He had a big horse farm there, and the silos were actually held silage, you know, to feed the horses. Big horse farm up there, just before you get to Crabapple, on Crabapple Road. And he and my father-in-law liked to joke with each other, and they like to pull things and get the best of another of each other. So my father-in-law, James, said, Jake, you know what? They're auditing me every year on my tax, IRS. Jake didn't want to be outdone, so Jake said, Jim, that's nothing. They've signed a lawyer to me full time. So Mr. lost that little bragging session. And so back to the drive and the house, it's still occupied. You know, that house is old, but it's still occupied. And I don't know how old my father would be, but a whole lot more than 100, you know. And he was born there. And that house is still just as good as ever. It's a wood, if you take care of it, lasts a long time.